Greetings once again to all of you who have been part of my listening audience before, and a heartfelt welcome to you who are joining me for the first time. You're listening to Faith to Live By. I'm Pam Christian, your host, where each and every week I try to help us explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective. Today, Clay Clark joins me as my guest, where we will talk about BRICS, CERN, and NASA. Very important matters for us to know about. But before I run that interview, I want to highlight some of the events concerning Iran's April 13th attack against Israel. Since my last podcast, Israel launched a counterattack against Iran overnight. That would have been Thursday night into Friday morning, April 18th, 19th. Israel struck the Iranian air defenses near Natanz nuclear site using a high-tech missile that was able to evade Iran's radar systems in a move Israel stated was intended to make Iran think twice before launching another attack on Israel. I am recording this on Monday, April 22nd, just before the Passover celebration, and as yet, Iran has not responded militarily. Iran officials, however, did issue warning against the United States after the Israeli strike. News reports the United States has funded aid to both Israel and Gaza under a major spending package and announced new sanctions against Iran, which to me has all the appearances of playing both sides of the conflict. On April 19th, the Jerusalem Post reported that the United Nations vetoed recognizing the Palestinian state at the United Nations. The United States said an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through the United Nations actions. Well, with Iran and others making clear they see Israel as little Satan and the United States as the great Satan, this conflict can only be resolved by God. Don't stop praying for God's will to be done, especially considering reports that indicate Iran can have nuclear weapons ready for use in about 6 months. The escalated conflict in the Middle East, at the same time the Russia-Ukraine conflict continues, with the United States continuing to approve astronomical funding for Ukraine, with more money allotted to Ukraine via the $95 billion, with a B, billion-dollar aid bill that was passed Saturday, April 20th, 2024. And all of this makes clear there are a lot of diversions intentionally being played out to try to cover up the corruption that we the people have been learning about, especially since 2020. I'm confident there's much more God will be revealing and dealing with in the days, weeks, and months to come. I know it's very difficult at this point with all that we the people of the world have endured, especially since 2020. But we must not give up. We must continue to press in to learn the truth and seek the Lord for how He wants us, His children, to respond. As my entire body of work reveals, I am all about helping people discover and live in life-giving truth and enjoy all the hope truth provides. Most definitely, discovering truth is more difficult today than any other time in history, but it's not impossible. And more people are clamoring to know the truth, having finally awakened to the fact that we've been woefully lied to and deceived by self-appointed elite who have an evil agenda for a one-world government where the people of the world are their slaves. But thanks to the brave efforts of individuals like my guest, Clay Clark, people are waking up to the truth, while those who don't want us to are opposing us in every way possible. This is why they've devised a myriad of schemes to confuse us on the matter of truth itself. They impose doubt with manufactured claims and narratives to cause us to question what is true. They make claims about the nature of truth to cause us to think truth is personal and subjective, and it is whatever a person determines for themselves. Well, I spent quite a bit of time on this subject with my blog that came out with my March-April e-newsletter, which I hope you're subscribed to receive. It's completely free and allows us yet another way to interact. Because the people of the world are at different stages in their process of properly discovering truth today, I want to take a couple of minutes to reason with you about truth. Because of the inborn sin nature of humankind, we naturally resist truth that is not of our own choosing. We don't want to be told what we can and cannot do by anyone else because we want to be in charge of our own life. This natural resistance is, in reality, a resistance to God Himself, the creator of all that exists, who, as creator, established the laws that govern human existence. The two primary ways we can know about God and learn about His will, character, and intentions are first, God's written word, the Bible, and then from creation itself. With my book, Examine Your Faith, Finding Truth in a World of Lies, I take considerable time substantiating the Bible and how it is proven to be unique in authority and in contrast to all other documents of religious authority. From that premise, I confidently claim the Bible is an extensive set of documents that have been uniquely inspired by the one true God. From the Bible, we learn about all of creation, which includes angelic beings, human beings, animals, and plant life. We learn that God is truth, God is love, and God is life. From truth, wisdom flows. In God's infinite wisdom, when He created angelic beings and later human beings, He created them with free will. This was so any love, devotion, worship, or obedience they gave Him would be genuine. Had He pre-programmed these beings to be devoted to Him, such would be meaningless. Unlike God, all angelic and human beings have finite limitations. God alone is infinite. The Bible tells us at some point Lucifer, who was the highest-ranking angelic being, decided of his own will to rebel against God. Some believe when God created human beings in His own image, unlike angels, Lucifer became jealous, knowing human beings in God's image would have a higher standing in God's order of things than Lucifer himself did. In any event, Lucifer persuaded one-third of all the heavenly angels to rebel against God, and the moment they did, God, in His infinite power, cast them out of holy heaven, never to return to dwell. Ever since, Lucifer, whose name was changed to Satan, and his evil followers, have sought to destroy all that is of God. That includes every human being ever conceived, along with all of creation. From the Bible and from all the evidence in creation, we can know God is truth. God is love. God is good. God is life. Also, from the Bible and creation, we learn Satan is a liar, the origin of hate and evil, and the destroyer of all life. When God placed the first man and first woman in the Garden of Eden, knowing they too had free will, Satan disguised himself, and his first plan of attack was to attack the woman and man's understanding of truth, their understanding of God, who is truth. By appealing to their carnal appetites, Satan caused the woman to doubt the very words of God, the truth God spoke, causing her to reject God as the personification of truth. Satan succeeded that day, resulting in the first man and first woman also rebelling against God, and therefore aligning themselves with Satan and all he represents. Every human being born ever since has inherited the same rebellious condition known as sin, making every human being natural enemies of God and instead aligned with Satan from birth. However, in God's infinite wisdom, He devised a plan, which He immediately revealed, that provided any human being a way of escape from our natural-born sin condition, to become supernaturally reborn, that is, to have our natural dead sinful spirit resurrected into a new life that is restored and rightly aligned with God. This offer of redemption, however, is not automatic. It requires that each individual, from their own free will, choose to believe God for His promise, His word, which is truth, and for them to place their faith in God to be no longer aligned with Satan. To the question, what is truth? I have briefly explained it is God and God alone. To the question, is truth relative or absolute? The Bible reveals the holiness of God in whom there is no evil. The Bible reveals God is immutable and cannot change. With this, we can know truth is absolute. It is not pliable, changeable, or based on the preferences of mankind. Rather, it's based on God and His words or His laws. To the question, is truth universal or personal? We must admit it is universal. Whatever is true in one place in the world is true anywhere else in all of God's creation. That is, truth is not personal or subjective according to one's own preferences. In our day, more than any other time in history, truth has been trampled upon, And the result is the exponential explosion of lies, deception, chaos, division, confusion, and horrendous destruction. I've provided all of this as an introduction to what Clay Clark brings today on the topics of BRICS, CERN, and NASA, and as he stresses the importance of each of us personally knowing the truth by reading the Bible. We, the people of the world, have been caused to finally wake up and realize a majority of people in power and authority through governments and money do not work in the best interest of the people, but according to their own aggressive and sinister agenda. We not only need to wake up, we need to align up with what is true, right, and good, and take action to promote these values or be overcome by evil. Please note, this interview was recorded on April 12th, which explains some of the headlines Clay references. I ask you to listen intently as you hear from Clay, expecting I will come back to tie all this up for us after the interview. Here's my time with Clay Clark. Clay Clark, I'm so delighted you have carved out time to be with me today. There is so much going on in the world, and I know that you've gotten very involved in a couple of the topics that I want to bring to my audience. I want to talk today about BRICS, and I want to talk today about CERN. Can we start with CERN? Because we know that they just started up the whole instrument, I guess that's what you'd call it, on the same day as the eclipse, April 8th. What can you tell us about CERN?
Well, I'm going to do this because I try to, stay abreast as to where the world's at in terms of where people are perceiving things and how people process information. And I can tell you there's a lot of Christians, I'm just speaking to Christians here, that have chose not to stay aware of what is going on. And so they are watching a lot of the Chiefs football games throughout the year. They're currently concerned as to whether Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are in a healthy relationship. They are watching the Marvel movies. They're even talking about Marvel at the church, you know, Marvel at the church, like a Marvel church theme, you know, Avengers theme church services. And they're not really getting into the Bible. So what we have to do is we have to open our Bible to Revelation 9:11 and Revelation 2:13. And we began to read, and we said that the Bible tells us that Antipas was martyred where Satan lives, or Satan lives where Antipas was martyred, and Satan lives where the former temple of Apollo was. Now, you can get into the theologians and historians and geographers and geologists that will tell you they believe that CERN is located exactly where Antipas was martyred and where the former temple of Apollo was.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Now, if you don't know that, you should probably know that. And then after you know that, you say, well, what is CERN doing? Well, CERN has a 666 logo. And according to Stephen Hawking, who is the famous atheist, he was asked to comment on the findings of CERN. Or, you know, and CERN, their stated goal is to recreate the Big Bang and to isolate the God particle. That's their stated goal. That's not me projecting onto CERN my goals or what I think their goals are. This is CERN's stated goal is they want to isolate the God particle and recreate the Big Bang. And Stephen Hawking was asked, hey, what are your thoughts about this? This is the famous atheist scientist. And there's an article in CNET that appeared. And he said, well, they could cause a catastrophic vacuum decay or a black hole. They could cause the end of humanity. They could wipe out the universe. So, you know, as a general rule, as a pro tip, if I'm ever working on something around the house and it may cause the end of humanity, I think it's a good idea not to pursue that. And I think what's happening right now is I think a lot of people just don't understand the level of evil at CERN. CERN also has the Shiva statue in front of CERN, which is the god of destruction. Again, CERN has a 666 logo. CERN is the world's most expensive thing right now. I say thing, it's the world's most expensive man-made computer. So there's a lot to be concerned about as it relates to CERN.
Mm-hmm. We know they started up CERN again on April 8th. Do you know of any reason that date was selected to start this large Hadron Collider?
No, I don't know. I don't know why. I can tell you that it did happen. I mean, I can tell you that NASA, which by the way, in Hebrew, NASA means great deception or beguile. NASA, which means, again, deception or beguile in Hebrew. Look it up, folks. Don't believe me. Anything I say, please don't believe me. It's too easy to just believe. Just look it up yourself. So NASA decided to launch the Operation Serpent Deity. It's called Project Serpent Deity. Now, I would be worried You've got so many lovely book titles and so many wonderful books you've produced over the years. I would be really concerned if you said, Clay, I'm writing my new book. And I'm going, what's it called? And you say, well, I was going to go with Renew Your Hope, or I was going to go for Prepare for the Harvest, but instead I'm going to call it Project Serpent Deity. And I'm like, huh, why? And if you were to say, well, you know, I'm actually in favor of Project Serpent Deity, I mean, it'd be so disturbing and so mind-rocking, we would have to have a series of conversations to figure out what is going on. This is stands for Snake God. I mean, this is some disturbing stuff. So all I can say is I encourage everybody out there to look into NASA Project Serpent Deity, which was launched also on April 8th.
Exactly. Were they missiles that they launched?
They launched rockets, and those rockets were to be named after an Egyptian god. And so I just encourage everyone to look it up, go down that rabbit trail, see it yourself, and just know that, you know, again, this is what they're actually doing.
I know I've been covering quite a bit about the eclipse. There has been a lot of extremes on both ends, information that's gotten out there on the internet about the eclipse. And I don't agree with everything that's out there. I think we need to find a middle of the road approach, but you have to admit, it's very curious that CERN and NASA both got involved with their projects on April 8th. I suppose we have to wait to see what more that means.
Yeah, and other things about April 8th. I mean, yeah, that's the day that Aleister Crowley claimed that he first communicated with Satan. And Aleister Crowley was the satanic leader of the occult, a guy that some say he's the father of the music industry, the modern music industry, and the modern movie industry. I mean, this is a guy quoted and celebrated by the likes of the Beatles, et cetera. So, I mean, you have that. Now, what happens is I find sometimes on the Christian space, and I'm not being critical, I'm just telling observations I see. Sometimes in the Christian prophetic space, people start to look for maybe connections that aren't there, or they start to maybe start to say, well, if you take the number 14 and you divide it by two, you get, you know, or that people start to say, well, you know, you take the number 8, and you take the number 4, you cut it in half, you get 4, you get the 8, and they start to kind of move stuff around to make dates work and numbers fit. And I don't do that, but I can say those are the events that took place on April 8th.
Right. I agree. And I did cover some of the information about Aleister Crowley. There, it's very curious. We were living in some very, very curious times, especially since 2020. We've heard a lot about what's going on with our economy worldwide. And certainly the petrodollar is being devalued as we speak. Let's move into the topic of BRICS for a little bit, please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So BRICS is an organization or a group of nations called BRICS. It stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And BRICS is, again, alliance of countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And they've been hoarding the Earth's gold for the past 17 years. And they decided on January 1st of this year to go with the plan and to endorse or to welcome onto the BRICS nations, to add to the BRICS nations, Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Ethiopia, Egypt. So now the BRICS bloc is bigger now. You know, it's twice the size. And so now Putin, who's the head of BRICS this year, he has announced that he has intentions to add 25 additional nations to BRICS here very, very soon. And so this gets us to a place now where you're seeing more of the world's precious metals being owned by countries that don't like us than what we have in reserve. You're seeing more of the countries that more of the Earth's oil is now controlled by countries that don't like us than what we have ourselves. So you're seeing a flip. One could call this a great reset. One could call this a new world order. One could call this a changing of the guard, whatever you want to call it. That's what's happening. And so the BRICS nations have now, since they teamed up and expanded on January 1st, they're now showing an increasing appetite for teaming up militarily and financially. So militarily and financially. So right now, you know, 3 minutes ago, as an example, Hezbollah missile attack on Israel aims to weaken Israel's Iron Dome program prior to Iran's retaliation. You're seeing earlier today, Germany told all of its citizens to leave Iran immediately. The U.S. just a few hours ago decided to call up additional reinforcements are being sent right now to the Middle East. So again, you're seeing an acceleration of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS nations coming together against Israel.
Right. On the surface, it does look like there's an effort to come against not only the United States, but Israel. I mean, what's going on in Israel with this war since October of last year seems to be playing part and parcel with the BRICS efforts. Well, what's your take on that, Clay?
I mean, I just feel like you're going to see an acceleration of what the Bible told us would happen in Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. So, you know, the Bible tells us specifically that when the Euphrates River dries up, the false prophet will show up. China and Russia will team up, and you would see this beast technology show up again. So, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, the Bible states that when the Euphrates River dries up, and it is that China and Russia will team up, and they are, and that the you would see the beast technology show up, and it is, and that the false prophet would show up, and I believe that to be Yuval Noah Harari. This is a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, and a guy who is now the world's most popular or world's best-selling author, Yuval Noah Harari. He sold over 47 million copies of his books here just in the past couple years here. So this is a guy praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard, a guy who's actually calling for right now the rewriting the Bible using AI. He refers to fellow humans as hackable animals, and he wants to put surveillance under the skin.
Right. Now, you said you think the mark of the beast is already here. What are you referring to specifically?
Well, I mean, you're seeing that when I say the beast technology, a lot of people that study AI or study CERN, these technologists, you might call them, or futurists or coders or that world, they refer to CERN and AI technology specifically as the beast. So you're seeing that beast technology show up.
All right. Now, a lot of people have said that they felt that the COVID vaccine was the beginnings of the mark of the beast. What is your take on that?
I do believe that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, if you do a Google search right now, just a basic Google search for MIT quantum dot, MIT created the quantum dot, which stores your medical and financial records under the skin. That's MIT quantum dot. MIT also created central bank digital currencies. So if you do a Google search for MIT central bank digital currencies or MIT CBDCs, you'll see that. And that laboratory that gave us the CBDs and the CBDCs and the quantum dot was funded by Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile who put a temple on his island to pray to Satan, and Bill Gates, a man who had a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich, famous for spirit cooking. So it would make sense that the Mark of the Beast technology would be developed by a person who has a satanic spiritual advisor and the world's most prolific pedophile. So I'm seeing it all come to pass.
All right. Now, if I'm understanding you correctly, we may not be exactly on the same page as to how close we really are to the end times. If you were to try to interpret scripture, where would you say we are in God's timeline right now?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think that, you know, when you read the Bible, Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, I believe, you know, Jesus gives you signs. Mark chapter 13, Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21. And I think you could interpret them to the point that people get angry with each other. And so what I have found is I don't specialize necessarily in interpreting the facts. I'm more of a fact gatherer. So that's how I look at it, is I gather the facts and then I try to report those and then point out in the Bible where it said these things would happen.
Right. And I really like that approach, because the last thing we want to do is to be promoting information that's inaccurate. Secondly, we don't want to create division among the brethren. That's very important that we don't do that. So I appreciate your point of view on gathering information rather than trying to make predictions.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing where, like, I don't know how many people even know that Bill Gates has a cryptocurrency system using body activity that has a patent publication number, W02020060606. I mean, again, the patent publication number that Bill Gates has is patent number W02020060606. And I just don't think a lot of people even know that patent exists, let alone what it means.
Yeah, there has been so much come out since 2020. And I think, you know, that's the very reason I started my podcast, is I was becoming aware, as many of us were, that we've been lied to and deceived for a long time. And the deeper I dug, the more I learned, the worse I realized things actually are. But we serve a tremendous God, and I have every confidence that he has already begun and he will be intervening, especially in the year 2024. I see evidences through prophets in, by way of study, that we should expect God to show up and to show off.
Yeah, I would say this. I want God to show up and to show off. I do. I want that to happen. Two, I feel like my job is to, you know, and again, I'm not saying I hear directly from God audibly, but I do feel my job is to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, and then to point back to God. That's what I'm supposed to do. Now, as far as interpreting scripture, I think everybody out there reading right now, listening right now, taking notes right now, you and I, we have a mandate to read the scripture ourselves and pray that God would reveal himself to us through his word. And I think that a lot of times as Christians, and again, not your listeners, I'm just saying, a lot of times as Christians, I think we've allowed talking heads or experts or the prophet of the month or the teacher of the month or the politician of the month to somehow allow us to have our view of the Bible shaped, but we haven't even read it ourselves. You know, I think that I want everybody to read the Bible. I mean, I hope that I've given you a reason to read Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. I hope I've given you a reason to read Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. I hope I've given you a reason to read Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. I know that I have gone to churches in past where the pastor never does push you to read the Bible. You leave with kind of a feel-good message that you probably could have picked up by listening to Tony Robbins or something of that type, but you don't leave with a better understanding of the Bible and God's word for our lives.
Mm-hmm. That's another reason that I wanted to start my podcast and I do the work that I do, is because I was not hearing pastors, either on radio or in local churches, discuss what was really going on in the world. And I have to say, Clay, that a lot of the work that you've done has been an inspiration to me. Early on, when I learned that you were starting your Reawaken America tours, I contacted you. I made sure I attended the Anaheim event. That's where we first met. And I had the privilege of working with you in terms of helping to promote many of the events that happened for, oh, probably close to a year.
Right.
Because I want to help others like you, like me, who are seeking to know the truth, who are trying to spread the truth so that other people can become aware and become awake. We need to support one another. It's been, oh, roughly since early 2020, maybe mid-2020, that you've headed up the Reawaken America tour, which has been outstanding in terms of informing people, enlightening people, and bringing the truth that mainstream media and our government and others have tried to cover up. You've got an event coming up with the Reawaken America tour. I believe it's in June.
Right. That's June 7th and 8th. And it's going to be a great event there. And it's going to be in Detroit, Michigan. And people, you know, always ask me, they say, hey, how come you chose Detroit? How come you didn't choose ABC 1, 2, 3? I only choose the locations that General Flynn and Eric Trump want to go to. And so the way it works on the org chart is General Flynn and Eric Trump, they tell me where they want to go, why they want to go. But I choose the venue. So my job is to choose the venue and fill it up. So there's a lot of wonderful people like Rudy Giuliani that are now joining the tour. People like Alina Haba, President Trump's attorney, joining the tour. So you're seeing momentum in that regard. And again, this is the final confirmed event that we have scheduled. Now, if General Flynn or Eric Trump feel like we need to do another one right before the election, I'm going to do it. And I encourage everybody out there to do whatever you can do before the election to help save this nation. So everybody out there, I mean, I think we got to sprint to the finish here.
Absolutely. And Clay, if people want to go to the Reawaken America tour that's going to be in Michigan, how do they do that? Where do they go to get their tickets or to sign up?
Yeah. And let me pull this up real quick here. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have right now, we just moved under 540 tickets left. So we have 538 tickets right now, And you can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. You can request those tickets. And again, you can name your price. Also, we have a documentary you can watch for free, the Reawaken America Tour documentary. If you want to hear from Mike Lindell or General Flynn or so many wonderful patriots and hear why they're involved, they share why we need to wake up America. You can watch. Really, I mean, tonight, if you're looking for a family movie or a documentary that really will fire you up, that will get you inspired, the Reawaken America Tour documentary, you can watch it for free tonight at timetofreeamerica.com.
Very good. Clay, I look forward to having you on again. You always help us hone down this wealth of information that's going on out there and help us make sense out of it. So I want to say thank you once again.
I appreciate you. And I want to just say this to be super clear. if people listen to your show, or if they listen to my show, I believe what our job is to do is to get people in the Word of God and explain that the Bible is not irrelevant. In fact, it's very relevant, but it doesn't take the place of the listeners out there reading the Bible. So I encourage everybody, take everything that I said on today's show and go, okay, let that be the beginning of your path, but don't let that take the place of reading the irrefutable Word of God known as the Bible. And I just think as a Christian group, and I'm not attacking your listeners, I'm attacking myself. I think a lot of us have gotten kind of lazy with our theology, where we've just sort of taken the pastor's word for it, and we've assumed that the pastor has done the research. And a lot of times I've met some great pastors this year on the Reawakened Tour who've admitted to me that, hey, you know what? I probably wasn't doing my research enough either, because I was just blindly following what my denomination told me to preach about this Sunday. So it really is a time for everybody to wake up. And the best way to wake up is to read the Bible.
Absolutely. Clay, thanks again. My best to your family and to everybody else I've had the privilege of meeting through you.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll make sure I make that connection we talked about offline. So just send me over the information. I'll make it happen today, okay?
Thanks a lot, Clay. God bless.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I so appreciate all that Clay does to help people learn truth. Now, let me ask you, what do BRICS, CERN, and NASA all have in common? Oh, I know, there are some of you who immediately answered they are all acronyms. Well, yes, they are. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. CERN is actually an acronym for the French term, and I don't speak French, so go ahead and laugh. Conseil Européen pour la Recherche Nucléaire. Anyway, it stands for European Council for Nuclear Research. And NASA stands for National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Clay did a great job to help us understand the plans and purposes of these three projects. Now, from what Clay shared, let me ask, besides being acronyms, what do these three organizations have in common? Let me tell you. They are ideas, systems, and philosophies that are entirely inconsistent with God. They are not inspired by God. Rather, they are utterly inspired by the enemy of God. And like everything else that is not inspired by God, they are based on lies, deception, chaos, division, confusion, and will lead to horrendous destruction unless God intervenes. Why would God intervene? Because he is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do. How can we learn about who God is, what he says, and what he intends to do? By reading the Bible. If you have not taken time for yourself to read and study the Bible, to know about the origin of the Bible, the proven power of the Bible, I urge you to begin that effort as if your life and that of your loved ones depends on it, because they do. Not only does your natural and temporal earthly life depend upon your understanding of the Bible and how you embrace what it provides, but your eternal life depends on it. Ask around to those you know who believe in the Bible to help you get started. They can direct you to an online or an in-person Bible study, a class, or a church. There are a number of different options for you that can work with your schedule. And I hope, as a listener of my podcast, that you understand the vital importance of making Bible study and your knowledge of truth a priority in your life like never before. I promise to help you understand the truth and current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective. I again suggest any of my books because they are all written to help people understand and successfully live the Christian faith. And I welcome opportunities to travel and speak in person where I can help as a teacher before groups. Please listen to the end of the podcast to learn of the many ways I can be of further support to you. Next week, I plan on bringing you Derek Johnson's perspective on our United States government and the solid evidence he has studied to give us cause for hope that God has already got many more remedies in place operating behind the scenes that I believe will become much more known and visible this year of 2024. If you've been blessed by my podcast, I ask you to listen to the following announcements and learn how you can show your appreciation by taking advantage of any of the affiliate goods and services I bring you. Before I close, I have even more information about the trip to Greece that I hope to make happen in 2025. We are looking at traveling in the month of October, and I'm interviewing three highly recommended Christian travel tour companies at this present time to get the best deal. What I'm looking at is a tour group of about 30 people, a good size to work with, and we already have about 10 people who've expressed interest. We'll be landing in Athens and then be escorted on a tour we can call the Steps of Paul. Each of us need to get our own air travel to Athens International Airport, arriving on what we will consider day one. Hotel accommodations, ground transportation, and some meals are included from day one through day seven, when we'll return to Athens so you can catch your return flight home. We want to plan one night where we can all dine together in a banquet room or some such thing, allowing us the opportunity to worship together and learn together. The cost for the tour is estimated to be about $3,000 per person. Again, that's just an early advance estimate. However, we won't know the actual cost until the details are agreed upon. I would like to have the details agreed upon by the end of February 2025, about 8 months ahead of time, so people can make definitive plans. So, if you think you'd like to be part of the Faith to Live By Christian Tour with me in Greece in 2025, just send me an email with the word Greece in the subject line and the number of people that you expect to be in your party in the body of the email. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. There is no commitment or obligation from you at this point. You're just expressing interest. And when it comes closer to time to get confirmations, oh, around January or February, then we'll talk about the deposits, the final payments, the travel insurance, and more. Again, if you want me to put together a Christian tour for 2025 to Greece, send me an email to faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com with the words Greece Tour in the subject line and the number of people you would bring in the body of the email if the trip becomes a reality. In the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, connecting with me on social media where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. Also, consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how to not only use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so many more Christians know how to share their faith. Learn more from Solid Lives Training Center using the link in the show notes. You know, my whole goal with this podcast is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share truth with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayers is among the top of the list. There's nothing more powerful than word-of-mouth endorsement or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all of these books with a deep 20% discount by using the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, at checkout. I also welcome donations, but for now, they're not tax deductible. However, I'm working on that for you, so listen in the weeks to come to learn more to be able to support me through donations that hopefully will be tax deductible. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving, America-first goods and services you won't want to miss out on. I have a new affiliate partner who has amazing products that can help you with a number of different ailments. It's called QE Strong. Using the frequency of quantum energy, their products have helped hundreds of people overcome issues of pain, anxiety, sleeplessness, and more. I've recently conducted an interview with Rob Rene, the founder, and I encourage you to listen to that in order to learn more. Use the promo code FTLB at checkout to get an additional 15% discount on top of the discounts they already provide. Also, if you're like me, you're tired of paying very high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting to find the right company who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com. Look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like at a fraction of what you're paying now, all while you are supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Cuppa Health. Cuppa Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimal and healthy weight. I personally love their Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. So check out all their products, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, and they also will offer a 20% discount on all the products. Visit cuppahealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amounts to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID and other ailments, and I have not been sick. Use the link in the show notes or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB to receive a 5% coupon discount. And if you choose to become a subscriber, you can receive a 10% discount each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor. I recently conducted another interview with Kirk that I especially want you to hear in light of the present-day banking system and economic uncertainty. Dr. Elliott offers free consultations to learn more about your personal considerations and to decide what might be a good strategy for you and your financial goals. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in the show notes. Again, his and all my affiliate partners' contact details are in the show notes. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase, but to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services myself to provide you with any personal recommendation I can. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for us all. So shop for yourself, or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. Again, if this ministry has blessed you in any way, please consider partnering with me and my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible. Consider getting my award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to get a 20% discount on your entire order. I'd also appreciate you letting me know how this podcast impacts you and what you're doing now in response to the quipping you've received through me. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If you like the content and the resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover many more topics there than I can with this weekly podcast. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose one of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred member where you'll receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast and the internet is really volatile right now, I'll have a way to contact you so we can stay in touch. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel, and it helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.